This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The GOP wants Detroit to know it cares. The GOP is hoping to increase its presence in a city where Barack Obama grabbed 97.5% of the vote in 2012. So how is the GOP going to reach out to Detroiters? By sending in Senator Rand Paul, Tea Party senator from Kentucky, to headline the opening of the new GOP Outreach Center in Detroit, which is named the African American Engagement Office. Well, all of this has at least one Michigan GOP stalwart cringing a little. Dennis Lennox, GOP strategist and columnist at the Morning Sun. Welcome back to Stateside.
Hey, good afternoon, Cindy.
So, Dennis, the chairman of the Republican National Committee says targeting minority voters is long overdue. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I couldn't agree more, but it comes down to tone messaging.
Okay. And when you hear about the African American Engagement Office, what does that say to you about tone messaging?
Well, I think it probably could have been named something else. You know, I'm glad to see Republicans are accepting that they do have a tone and messaging problem. It's a discussion you and I have had in the past. The reality of the matter is, though, here's a party, the Republicans, that have the only African American member of the United States Senate. Senator Scott from South Carolina, it seems to me he would be the natural to be opening up this office. I think it's one of those cases where you had somebody sitting around saying, hey, we have to do an engagement effort. Let's put out a press release. Let's bring somebody in. And they didn't really think about it too much.
And sending in Rand Paul, and boy, critics have been very quick to note that he's voted against making Martin Luther King's birthday a national holiday. He voted against placing a bust or a statue of Dr. King in the Capitol. He has criticized the Civil Rights Act. You get the idea. Why Rand Paul?
Well, I can't answer that question, why him. I certainly think Rand Paul has a very interesting political philosophy that at the moment is on the insurgent path within the Republican Party, particularly at the grassroots level. And I think he brings a lot to the table. He's also addressing the Detroit Economic Club. And, you know, I think he's going to put forth some interesting ideas, particularly perhaps regarding his plan to save Detroit without involving some sort of a federal bailout. But, again, it comes down to one of those things, Cindy. Is he really the best person that we could be putting forth?
What does this tell you about where the Republican Party is right now, Dennis?
Again, I think it's a realization amongst people in the Republican Party that there is a tone of messaging problem and that we do need to reach out and engage all Americans. It's just a question of how we actually do that. And I think it moves beyond the question of just African Americans. It's all Americans. It's all ethnic and racial minorities. Look at Asian Americans. They're actually the fastest growing minority group in the United States, and in 1992, Asian Americans voted overwhelmingly for Republicans. They gave George Herbert Walker Bush 54% of the vote. They voted for Dole in 96 over Clinton. But then last year, they voted for Obama 73%. So there's an Asian American problem for Republicans. Yes, there's a women's problem. Yes, there's a young person's problem.
In your mind, Dennis, what are the biggest problems with this whole effort? Is it the name of the office as the African American Engagement Office? Is it Rand Paul as outreach guy? Is it the very idea of this office being put in Detroit? What bothers you most?
It's tone of messaging. You know, it's great to say we have a tone of messaging problem, but then they didn't go all the way and actually figure out, well, what is the tone of messaging problem that we have? The skeptic in me, I guess, could say, and I've seen it publicized in some of the reports, you know, why would you even call it the African-American Engagement Office? Why not just the GOP field office? Now, again, I think outreach is great, and I think any time you can make the party's tent bigger and bring in diverse voices is a good thing, particularly for a party that's lost 5 out of the last 6 presidential elections. Let's not forget, Republicans simply can't find a national governing majority because there aren't enough bald, fat, old white men out there.
So let me ask you, Dennis, what would you, if you were running the show, how would you direct the GOP to shed this image of being full of fat, old, rich white men? And how should it reach out to Asians and Latinos and African Americans and women? What would you have them do?
I think the Republican Party has to start looking and talking like the America of the second decade of the 21st century. I'm not for affirmative action in terms of public policy, but as a political party that wants to have a national governing majority, the political party needs to actually look and talk like the America that it's seeking votes from.
Dennis Lennox, GOP strategist, columnist at The Morning Sun. Thanks so much, Dennis.
Thanks, Cindy.
The GOP's Detroit Outreach Office opens December 6th.